Big-budget filmmaking isn't limited to Hollywood. More films are being shot in states like Louisiana, Georgia, and Kentucky. The horror movie Get Out, which grossed more than $230 million, was filmed in Alabama. And Film Birmingham, a venture that seeks to grow the local film industry, just launched. But as WBHM's Stephen Bisaha reports, Alabama is struggling to have more films shot here.
A few dozen Alabamians are lying on the grass in Railroad Park and watching Smokey and the Bandit on a 30-foot screen. The film is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year.
You know, truckin' Coors beer east of Texas is bootlegging. This here's Georgia, son.
The film was shot in Georgia, a state that's become a filmmaking juggernaut. Kevin Langston is with Georgia Tourism. He says 240 productions were filmed in the state in 2016. According to Adweek, Georgia's movies and TV shows had an economic impact of $7 billion in a year.
So many of the movies and TV shows that you see on TV or at the theater today are actually filmed right next door in Georgia.
That includes Captain America, Guardians of the Galaxy, and The Walking Dead. Alabama recently had Get Out, and not much else, at least not much most people would have heard of. The night of the park screening, Georgia started off with a reel of movies shot in the state. According to Buddy Palmer, it seemed a bit like showing off.
They were here to rub our noses in it. That is what it is.
Palmer is the president of Film Birmingham. The newly opened film office is a hub for filmmakers eyeing the Magic City. Palmer speaks in a calm, measured tone, but his competitive side flares up when talking about Georgia.
Give us a little bit of time. We'll be reeling them into Alabama.
Southern hospitality is nice, but the big lure is money.
It all boils down to the state film incentives.
Alabama offers tax incentives for film shot here, but so do many other states. John Bales is with Film Production Capital, a brokerage company for film incentives. It rates states on their film incentive programs. Alabama has 3 out of 5 stars.
Basically, it's, you know, nothing inherently wrong with the program, attractive well enough, but the catch is if you can take advantage of it.
Bale says the problem is Alabama gives out a maximum of $20 million in tax credits each year, and filmmakers would rather go elsewhere than fight over it. Georgia has no cap. A recent report on Alabama's program commissioned by the Department of Revenue was critical. Matthew Murray co-authored the report. He's an economics professor at the University of Tennessee, which might explain why he skipped the stars and went for a letter grade.
I believe we gave this one an F.
It was actually a D.
It was a D. Well, maybe I should regrade the exam.
The report looks at the incentive from an employment perspective. Murray says the program just doesn't create enough high-paying jobs for Alabama.
When you're spending $50,000 to create a job in an industry that's paying $21,000 a year, you do have to scratch your head.
Murray recommends Alabama get rid of the incentives. A bill was recently introduced to do just that, but it died before the legislative session ended. Palmer of Film Birmingham says in states that repealed their program, the film industry disappeared overnight.
I'm not talking about a gradual progression out of town. I mean, there is immediate flight to other areas.
Even if incentives get a boost, Alabama still faces an uphill battle. But Palmer has a message for Georgia.
Watch out.
For WBHM, I'm Stephen Bisaha.